Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now.
Good afternoon. It's Friday, November 19th, 2021. I'm JJ here with you on Hardy Midday. Here's some news happening across the area. The Mulberry Police Department, along with the Polk County Sheriff's Office, are on the scene of a deputy-involved shooting in Mulberry at the intersection of Highway 60 West and Prairie Industrial Parkway. The incident occurred while the Sheriff's Office was assisting other law enforcement agencies with capturing these two suspects who were fleeing law enforcement. No law enforcement officers were injured. The two suspects were captured and transported to local hospitals. A 36-year-old man from Arcadia was killed Thursday afternoon. He was hit by a truck while standing in the middle of the highway. The Florida Highway Patrol says a semi-trailer was traveling north on Highway 17 in the left lane approaching Northeast 5th Street shortly after noon. The Arcadia man was standing in the center of the northbound lanes of Highway 17. The semi steered left to try to avoid the pedestrian, but the pedestrian ran in front of the truck. He was airlifted to Lee County Memorial Hospital and later pronounced dead. If you live in Polk County, well, it's that time again. It's Pet Fest 2021. It's going to be happening Saturday, December 4th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's pet adoption time. It's going to be happening at their facility located at 7115 DeCastro Road in Winter Haven. That's just off the Polk Parkway. Pet adoptions are free and include spay, neuter, rabies vaccination, microchipping, and the county license. And for those who already have pets, TLC PetSnip will be there offering low-cost vaccinations while supplies last. Tons of vendors will be on hand, including food, drinks, food trucks, pet-friendly products, kids' activities including face painting, balloon artists, pony rides, petting zoo, and train rides. And Santa Claus may also make an appearance at this. Once again, that's Pet Fest 2021 coming up in Polk County at their Animal Control Center located at 7115 DeCastro Road in Winter Haven. For more information, you can give them a call at 863-577-1762. And here's another news item from Polk County. The Polk County Sheriff's Office is going to be giving away turkeys. Tomorrow, Saturday, November 20th, the free turkey giveaway will be at three separate locations throughout the county. The turkeys will be distributed one per family, one per vehicle, first come, first serve basis while supplies last. Locations where the turkeys will be given out. First location will be at in East Polk County from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at Church on the Hill, 1111 Scenic Highway in Dundee. Second location will be Central Polk County from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Lake Region High School in Eagle Lake. That's at 1995 Thunder Road in Eagle Lake. Once again, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Then West Polk County, 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Lakes Church. That is Church at the Mall. That's the old Lakeland Mall at 1010 East Memorial Boulevard. And that time, once again, will be from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., and this free turkey giveaway is sponsored by the Polk County Sheriff's Office Charities. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at your weather forecast. Stay with us here as Hardy Midday continues.
Right now in Wauchula, the local barista is brewing the Morning Joe. Right now in Bowling Green, a line cook is dreaming of his own barbecue joint. Right now in Zolfo Springs, a rancher's son is raising a steer to be the next fair champion. There's a spirit here in Hardy County that drives us to do more. It's in our customers and our employees and our DNA. First National Bank of Wauchula, Hardy County's hometown bank.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to Hardy Midday. I'm JJ filling in for Glenn. Here's a look at your weather forecast. For today, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high near 79. Northeast winds around 15 miles per hour, gusts as high as 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight low of 67. Northeast winds around 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 20 miles per hour tonight. Then for Saturday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 80. East-northeast winds around 15 miles per hour, and there could be gusts near 27 to 30 miles per hour for tomorrow. So it sounds like a windy period for sure. That's a look at your weather forecast here on Hardy Midday. Now it's time for your agri-news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With American farmers increasingly relying on foreign ag labor, the Labor Department approved over 317,000 seasonal guest workers for the fiscal year ending September 30th, up 15% from last year. It was the highest number of jobs ever approved for H-2A guest worker visas. According to Agriculture.com, Florida, Georgia, and California were the leading states, together one-third of the U.S. total. A majority of equipment dealers do not support striking John Deere workers. According to a recent Farm Equipment Magazine poll, roughly 54% of dealers said they don't support the strike, while 37% said they did and 8.5% weren't sure. Deere workers have rejected two tentative contracts, but a Deere spokesman says there will not be a third offer. Dealers who do not support the strike accuse Deere of prioritizing its shareholders. Both U.S. beef and pork exports are on a record pace through September. According to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, beef export volume posted one of the best months on record in September, up 20% from a year ago. Export value jumped 59%, the second highest month on record. For the first three quarters of 2021, beef exports were up 18% from last year. Pork exports were down 1% from a year ago, but value was up 8%. For the year, exports were 1% above last year's record pace, while value climbed 9%.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Getting U.S. agriculture products to their intended buyers in a timely manner may require higher wages for truckers and warehouse workers, according to the chairman of the U.S. Federal Maritime Commission. Kristen Monaco is director of the FMC's Bureau of Trade Analysis. She told commissioners during a recent hearing that truck drivers are generally not paid for the time they spend waiting, and long waits hurt efficiency.
And so if you anticipate that, say, between 20 and 33% of a long haul or a drayage driver's time is spent waiting to get in and out of a loading dock, to pick things up, to get in the port gates, and that waiting time ratio goes up to 50%, it's not that you don't have enough people, it's that you've effectively taken away your capacity of the people. Think of it as sort of reducing your labor supply, but having the same number of people there because you're just not making use of their time. And that is an inefficiency, and it's not currently paid, which means there's very little economic incentive to fix that inefficiency.
Grace Wang is the director of competition analysis for the FMC. She showed data that indicated a sharp drop in agricultural exports, including a 38% drop in cotton exports between July 2019 and July 2021.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
All right, thank you, Laura. Now here's a look at your business news, stock market report, and sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander. A group of state attorneys general are investigating the photo-sharing platform Instagram and its effects on children and young adults, saying its parent company, Facebook, now called Meta Platforms, ignored internal research about the physical and mental health dangers it posed to young people. The Biden administration is taking steps to distribute several billion dollars in aid for winter heating and utility bills, an unprecedented sum that comes largely from its $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. The package provided an additional $4.5 billion for the government's low-income home energy assistance program. On Wall Street, the Dow down 60 points, closing at 35,870. The NASDAQ gained 72 to 15,993. And the S&P 500 up 15 to 4,704. With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with Thursday NFL action. The Patriots blank the Falcons for win number 5 in a row.
Mac Jones passed to Nelson Aguilar for a 19-yard touchdown, and Nick Folk connected on 4 field goals as the New England Patriots defeated the Atlanta Falcons 25-0. Jones was 22 of 26 for 207 yards. Folk's field goals were of 32, 44, 53, and 33 yards. Kyle Van Noy also scored on a 35-yard intercepted pass return. The Patriots' defense held the Falcons to 165 total yards and sacked Atlanta quarterback Matt Ryan 4 times. Gary McKillips, Atlanta.
In the NBA yesterday, it was Miami over the Wizards 112-97, Golden State 104, Cavaliers 89, Memphis down the Clippers 120-108. It was Minnesota over the Spurs 115-90, Philadelphia 103, Denver 89, Utah got the better of Toronto 119-103. This is SRN Sports.
First National Bank of Wauchula offers mobile banking. Download our mobile banking app and have instant access to your accounts. Check your balance and activity whenever you need to. Manage and pay your bills from almost anywhere. Check out mobile banking from First National Bank of Wauchula. It's quick, easy, and secure.
Moving on to AP Top 25 College Basketball from Thursday. Third-ranked Kansas had no trouble with Stony Brook, winning 88-59. Number 19 Ohio State, though, was upset by Xavier 71-65. Number 22 St. Bonaventure over Boise State 67-61. And number 24 Florida beat Milwaukee 81-45. In the National Hockey League yesterday, lots of action. Penguins over Montreal, big 6-0. Calgary beat Buffalo 5-0. It was Toronto over the Rangers by a 2-1 score. Florida 4, Devils 1. It took a shootout for Tampa Bay to get by Philadelphia 4-3. Blues 4, San Jose 1. Minnesota beat Dallas by a 7-2 score. It was Columbus over Arizona 5-4 in a shootout. Edmonton 2, Winnipeg 1 also in the shootout. Vegas 5, Red Wings 2. This is SRN Sports.
And that's going to do it for today's edition of Hardy Midday. It's Friday. We made it through another week. Hope everyone has a great weekend. And don't forget to join us Monday at 12:05 for Hardy Midday. sponsored by First National Bank of Wauchula, Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. I'm JJ for Hardy Midday. Have a great weekend.
For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.